This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Thibodeau Regional Health System Wellness Center. Happy to welcome in now Dr. Jay Clune joining us, president of Nicholls State University. Always thankful for you having us here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Doco, man, prime time tomorrow.
Prime time.
Week zero, and get to go up against Incarnate Word.
Maybe this rain will cool things off a little.
Cool. Angle, Steve.
Making it more
Let me just tell you. Doc and I, you know, Doc grew up here. He left for a while, but he came back. What? You don't want no rain. Then the next day that sun come beating. Man, you think saunas are hot. You can get on that field when that water and that heat mix at the same time. It's not really good. But, man, to have a primetime game, ESPN2, Southland Conference team you're going up against, a really good one too.
Yeah.
But first game too for Coach Rybecki.
Oh, he's so excited. I'm excited for him. I think great things are going to happen tomorrow. He's brought magic back, and it's just exciting.
You think about it too, and Boyd Hebert was here, and we were talking about, you know, big difference. Maybe 10 years ago and the tailgate.
Oh.
Yeah, you walk down that little corridor, and man, you get that whiff of food, man, you ain't leaving, Steve. All I can tell you, I don't leave for a while. Well, you know, hey, Mike, come try that. No, man, that smells good, man. That food's cooking. But that's been a big part too. That's changed throughout the years, Doc.
Absolutely, Coach Rebo coming. Tailgates grew and grew to it really became quite a scene out there. The community comes out, the alumni come out. It's special.
It really is. It really is to see that many. And I remember at one time you'd pass there. There was a couple, maybe three tents. Now today,
line of them.
It's all the way, and it's serpentined around.
Dozens.
Man, they got dozens is what Doc says is correct. And they cook anything out there, man. If you like anything fried or smoked or jambalaya, or
sounds
gumbo.
Like my kind of party, right?
What?
Yeah.
Steve, put it to you this way. If I'd weigh you in before and after, that's going to be about a 5-6 pound difference. You best do that when you're really hungry into the deal. Kind of coordination that's happened between Nicholls State, Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, the Wellness Center here.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were talking about the expansion of the nursing facility. I didn't realize, and I'll let you explain it, they're going to add a third more for nursing than you had before. So I'll let you give all the details to that, Doc.
Yeah, the Thibodeau Regional relationship has been transformational for Nicholls State University in the athletic programs. They provide our trainers. They provide the resources. The nursing school is named after Thibodaux Regional Health System. They were one of the driving forces behind us getting the new building. We'll have over 100,000 square feet of nursing on our campus now. We're going to increase our nurse graduation rate by 50%. So just great things are happening. Thibodaux Regional, what they built out here at the Wellness Center, we have the best soccer, tennis, beach volleyball, track combination you'll find anywhere at our level in the country. Teams come here, they're blown away by what Greg Stock has built here.
And you see that 7-on-7 feel with the stadium too, man. All the little kids, they so thrilled. I was like, man, if I'd have been their age to play on something like this, there's really something out there too. So, man, what they've done is just fantastic. And we see the explosion of the beach volleyball today. And we had Danielle Scott. She came here a few times, and she was like, Mike, it's a lot different on that court. It is on that beach. It's a little bit of difference. She said it'll maybe save me a couple of years on my knees out there on that sand than being on the court. So that has really grown huge. We see it so much on television today, the beach volleyball.
Oh, schools come from around the region to play out here. It's the best beach volleyball venue anywhere in this region. Teams come the last We had Loyola, we had all the Southland Conference teams. We had quite a group out here the last time we had beach volleyball. And it's very specific. This sand has to be a certain grain, as Greg Stock learned. It is specific when it comes to beach volleyball. But, you know, it's a different skill set. We used to have all of our on, inside players playing beach, but it's now two separate teams. It's very different.
Yeah, no question about it. This region has been hit, and we got hit with Hurricane Ida pretty hard, and it certainly had an effect all across Lafourche, Terrebonne, Assumption Parish. And I know the numbers to come here to Nicholls has either been stagnant or maybe dropped a little bit in that time frame. But I maybe got a potential. His son and Steve, they're taking a good look
here
at the campus. So, listen, when he signs up that deal, listen, I get a little cut off of that. I'll give it back to the school, but I will make sure Steve gives me the cut off.
That's fair. That's fair. We'd love to have him.
But,
we'd love to have him.
But to see, you know, how the campus has grown is just remarkable. You and I, you know, we grew up, you know, it was a big thing. You passed in Thibodaux, you saw the fountains. Oh, yeah, that sticks in your mind all the time. There was the fountains, and, man, okay, they got a college here. And to see what's happened here, both my two daughters started here, and both of them live in the area now. One's in New Orleans now. She's at the World War II Museum. The other one's working out in Houma. But to see how this campus has grown, been remarkable. You got a big part in doing that, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Mike, you talk about it, and that's so critical because people just don't pass by Nicholls State University. There's no interstate running by our front door. You have to want to come here, and you're talking about it makes a huge difference, and people come and see Thibodaux for the first time, and they may have grown up in New Orleans and just never come south.
Steve never saw it.
Right.
I mean, Steve never saw it before he came here to do a remote.
I feel like every time I'm joining Mike now for a remote here, there's something else new going on, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And to think, man, we just a couple years out from, you know, a storm.
Yeah.
And for Thibodaux, as it got past the Raceland area, Ida sort of did a little bit of a right hook, and they didn't catch it full force. But still, when you're talking about a hurricane that's got 145-mile-an-hour winds, you're going to catch some damage to it. And how much damage did you guys sustain for that?
We had about $17 million for Hurricane Ida. We had a couple million for Francine. You know, it's a long process to get state buildings repaired, but everything's beautiful now.
Yeah, and I remember my oldest daughter was here for Katrina.
Right.
She was here there. Dr. Hobart was here there, and they were bringing all the people in from New Orleans. This was kind of the middle station before you got either brought to either Shreveport or Houston.
Right.
And, man, it was to see the almost shock in people's eyes because, you think, I survived the hurricane and the levees break.
That's right. There were thousands here. I mean, they were all over the campus. Just remarkable. It was like a city. And Dr. Hulbert and that group did a great job. But there are people who remember that fondly. I was talking to Chief Justice John Weimer about the kitchen his wife set up to feed them. Many people from Thibodeau stepped up.
Yeah, no question about it. And that just wasn't a one-day event.
No.
That happened a week and a half that people were here. And then I don't know who pulled the strings that, you know, you can't stay here. You're going to have to go out somewhere else. But, man, that was some and we were fortunate for Katrina, to be honest with you, on the western side of the storm. Our levees held up.
That's right.
Can you believe we're talking 20 years now since that happened?
Man, that's unbelievable. Where you were 20 years ago?
I was in Pensacola.
Okay.
We didn't. So we are the bad
but
one there
was
Ivan.
My dad,
was here. My dad, my family has been in the same house for 58 years.
Wow. And so, but you had one, Ivan, in Pensacola.
That was our bad one.
That was a pretty bad one there, too. Doc, when you think about everything going back to the game itself and how what Coach Rebo, his staff did, and Coach Rybecki was part of that, and rebuilding that football team because you know, they weren't really good at all. And all of a sudden, Tim, who knew the region really well, and you know he grew up in the River Parish, so I say he sort of passes. Okay, he gets that pass to come to Lafourche since he's in that River Parish region. And I remember the day he got hired, he told me, "I'm going to drop the quarter, and that's where I'm going to recruit. I'm going to recruit right in that quarter, a little bit outside of it." And that's what he was able to do, keep a lot of guys that maybe weren't going to go to LSU, they weren't going to go to Tulane. But he said, "I didn't want them going to Stephen F. Austin. I didn't want them going to McNeese. I didn't want to have them go to Southern Miss. I wanted to keep them here," and he was able to do that.
He did that, you know, and he really built it twice. He won the championships. Yep. He had a few down years, and he won it again. And he told me that was the hardest thing he'd ever done is win it this come back
second
again
time.
And rebuild.
I told him it's like being a millionaire. You know, it's not the first time you become the millionaire. It's the second time you become the millionaire. He was like, "Well, you would know a lot more about that than me." I was like, "Coach, I don't know about all that." But to see what's happened here to so many of the athletes and train here at the Wellness Center. And also they've used the fourth floor also to help out from a recruiting standpoint.
Oh, yeah, we used to do before we got the end zone complex and the covered facility.
Man, that was nice, too.
We'd get them up to the fourth floor and turn the lights on in Guidry Stadium and not walk them over there. But now we can walk them through because we have the Book Vault Family Center. Yeah.
Man, that is really, really nice, too. I don't know if Steve's seen it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's right across. And, right. Man, that's super to see how that was built, and you had people step up financially to really help out with that because you couldn't – I mean, nobody else is building that for you.
You know,
and the state, they're not building that for you. That basically, that's going to come out of pockets of people that's in the area that wanted to see that being built, and it certainly helps out for a young recruit to take a look at that. And say,
it's night and day.
To see the facilities, to see the locker rooms, everything else. We got one of the guys that helped out with the locker room, Lester Beamer.
Yes.
Walk up over here, a businessman in the area, so he was able to help out. And Lester, he was an All-American over here. Couldn't tell by looking at him, but he was an All-American soccer player over here. So I'm always teasing him about that. Doc, thanks so much for joining
us,
man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
Looking forward to kickoff tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
that's
going to be huge. Get a W.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Steve?
The stadium's going to be rocking. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. We'll return with even more at the Thibodeau Regional Health Wellness Center right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into our special edition of Sports Talk here at Thibodeau Regional Health Systems Wellness Center. We've been talking a little bit about football, but now we're going to talk a little, non-American football.
Non-American football. We got with us Lester Beamer.
OG football.
Yeah, Lester was All-American here at Nicholls State. Become a businessman in the area, right, Lester? You become a multi-zillionaire. Every once in a while I ask him for a few dollars, and he gives me a few nickels and a few quarters here and there. And they have the soccer complex named after Lester here. So, Lester, man, it's great that, man, Nicholls National Television, ESPN2, man, what an accomplishment, right?
Very excited. Very excited for tomorrow. Big crowd expected. 12 o'clock. We're not betting on the point spread and stuff like that. We're betting on how many IVs we're going to give out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, IVs. can I get in on that action or what?
Well, I'm nervous for the IVs. How many we're going to give out? I hope we have enough.
Yeah, because it's going to be hot. Somebody told me the other day, I was leaving the workout facilities, and they were like, man, listen, Incarnate Word's in a lot of trouble. I said, why? I said, man, you know, man, it gets really hot in Thibodeau, 12 noon in August. I said, you ever been to West Texas?
It's worse.
You don't think it gets hot in West Texas?
Maybe
in
that's
San
humidity.
Antonio? Yeah. I don't know about all that. But man, to see what's happened here, Lester, you were here 70s.
Yes.
And to see the growth of Nicholls State, and also to with the Wellness Center here. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable what is going on in this community. We're fixing to have a new nursing facility. A new business school is coming up, Danos. We're having a new complex, and we're doing a Beamer complex, soccer complex. We have $8 million to spend, and those two and we spend a lot of money on everything. So it's growing fast.
First time I do an interview with Brooke Kirchhoffer. Okay, she tells me, Mike, can I meet you in Thibodeau? I was like, yeah. She said, I know I played soccer here. Do you know where it's at? I said, yeah, I know where it's at. So we out there, you know, we're trying to do an interview. Man, I got all kind of bums that don't recognize me. They blowing the horns, everything. So we had the interview stuff. It didn't go real smooth at first, but finally we got it in. And she was like, I played on this field.
Because
she was at Lamar.
Yes.
And to see how that's grown too. We talked about it yesterday with Bobby April. And Bobby's point of, because I brought it up, I want you on to explain to me. You see all this huge jump in field goals over 50 yards and 60-yard field goals that are here, basically here to stay now. Now you saw a guy in preseason kick a 72-yard field goal, Cam Little. And the origination from that is actually soccer.
Yes.
Most of these guys started playing soccer, and then they became soccer-style kickers back in the 60s, with the exception of maybe the Gogolaks and Jan Stenerud. Yes. Everybody else was straight-ahead kicking. Right. And he was like, Mike, it's just a perfection of it now. But it all started with soccer.
No doubt about it. Back in the 70s when I first came to Nichols, I took three steps to kick the ball. They would think I was crazy. There's no way that you kick it that long and hard. And I could have back in those days. But now if everybody's training so early in life. They're getting more powerful legs. They train a lot. Different exercises to do for the legs and stuff. That's why they're stronger. And the ball's the same ball. The same amount of air in the ball. That don't change. But the people are stronger. The legs are stronger these days. And people play more soccer than anything else. Kids are.
Yeah, I think about it because we had an author. He's from Lafayette. He lives on the North Shore now. Richard Petrie came on with us yesterday, and he wrote a book, 1965, and how it changed pro football altogether. And I told him one of the changes, Pete Gogolak with the Buffalo Bills, first soccer-style kicker in the NFL. And he kicked with the Buffalo Bills. And soccer-style guy, they hadn't seen that before.
Well, I think Kyle Rowe Jr., New York Jets, I think Kyle Rowe Jr. was one of the first ones also.
Yeah, but he started as a front kicker.
Oh, gosh.
He started kicking it front.
I didn't realize that.
And then at the end, then he started kicking because he watched Gogolak.
Oh, gotcha.
And so that's how the connection is and how really Gogolak changed the kicking world.
Sure did. I remember the name.
But the soccer part, unbelievable. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Always a big part of it here in the Thibodeau area. And if I need to go get supper tonight, I know I can, even with my bad knee, I can walk to your house.
Yes, you can. LeBron's home.
Thank you.
Time, Lester. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Be right back. Coming back with the coach of the Nichols State Colonels and Tommy
Ryback.
Ryback coming with us right after the break here on WWL Sports Talk. Stay tuned, folks. Back here on Sports Talk, and tomorrow, Manning Field at John L. Guidry Stadium, Week 0 kickoff. Nichols State University taking on Incarnate Word, and happy to be joined now by head coach of the Nichols State football team, Tommy Ryback. Thanks so much for the time, coach. I know you got to be jonesing for tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, can't wait. We are definitely ready.
So I pulled him out of a meeting he was supposed to go to. So I appreciate you coming here.
Mike.
Yeah. Every once in a while you get a little bit of pull. So I appreciate you coming here and talking about it. But I'll ask you the preparation for Incarnate Word. How long was that in place? Because I know you want to get a team on a routine. Because every week you started probably like on a Tuesday getting ready,
right.
And then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday you got certain routines. Or how much did you put maybe ahead of that on Incarnate Word?
Yeah, so we definitely did a lot of work in the summer in preparing our cut-ups and things for our game prep. And then we started fall camp at the end of July, and we went for 3 weeks where we were focused on ourselves, our own development, and also identifying where guys fit and who those players would be that would be in the game plan in the early season. And then we took the last 2 weeks, and we've really gone through two game week preps for this game tomorrow. So last week we led into a Saturday where we went through a mock game, all pregame warm-ups, all of those things, and then we reset, and we're doing the whole thing for the second time this week.
One of the things I used to get on Rebo on, because he told me, man, Mike, I handle the special teams. I said, man, y'all lousy on special teams. He's like, Mike, why you want to tell me that? You can tell me that, you and I. You can't say that over the air.
Yeah.
But that part of the game sometimes doesn't fall into place early. You know, from a coverage unit maybe, or you got a field goal kicker that's a little bit kind of shaky with things. But I find in the NFL, especially because you're not playing with the same 11, you know, because that's a lot of change on that special teams. Then you want to see if a rookie can play. You know, can he handle this deal? It's sort of the same thing with you, because that's probably got more changes than your offensive or defensive unit.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, what's so good now in college football is you have more access throughout the year to walkthroughs and to work on fundamentals in the off season and during the summer. And so we definitely made that a priority to work on special teams fundamentals with the entire roster, so that once we get into fall camp and identify who's actually going to be available for the game and who we'll be playing with, we had a great foundation built. And so I'm excited to see those units play tomorrow with some familiar faces who have got some banked reps at what they'll be doing tomorrow on those teams.
On the defensive side, which we were on for a long time here at Nichols, but you get to see a couple people you know pretty well. One of them, he was at Nichols, you know, as the running back, and Jalen Spears. Now he's at Incarnate Word, playing running back, and he had a big impact when he was healthy here. And boy, but they got a receiver. Man, Warthall can play. And crazy story. Steve didn't hear the story I was telling DePaul. Man, he grows up in Texas. He signs a scholarship. He goes to University of Hawaii. So he spends a couple years there. Then he transfers. And, man, last year, I think he caught 85 passes, and 14 of them went in the end zone. And, man, he can run. He was a great track athlete, too. So they also, like yourself, have a transfer quarterback, which that's the norm almost in the NFL. Right. What LSU got with Nussmeier, that's kind of out of the realm today.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often where you groom your own guy, especially now there's so many really talented, good quarterbacks that are out there that may not be playing or may not have been given the opportunity yet. So you're always looking at a school like Nichols or like them at UIW to find those guys and bring them in. And they definitely got some offensive weapons.
Yes,
Walt Hall
do.
Is an exceptional player.
Yes,
and can do a lot down the field especially. And then also he had a bunch of good catch and run stuff a year ago. So definitely a guy that we're going to be aware of and that we got to have a good plan to limit in some of those easy access throws and some of those things.
Okay, I don't want you to give away a game plan, but you can't double team him all the time, but you can bracket him.
Well, yeah, situational football, it's important to play sound situationally, to identify, when's the ball finding him and try and be ahead of some of those things.
From a running standpoint, because most people, they think of Incarnate Word, okay, Cam Ward was there. They were throwing it. Now, Cam could run, too, now.
Because
you went up against him.
Oh, yeah.
How many times? Twice or three?
We played Cam Ward at least three times.
Yeah. Because didn't you play twice in the same year?
I played him three times in one year. One calendar year.
Yeah.
We had the spring season, and then we got the benefit of getting them twice on the schedule in the fall season. So three times in 12 months.
Well.
So we saw his growth and development,
Real quickly.
Real quick.
I told Rebo, hey, after the second time, man, I hope you don't have to play him again. He was like, unfortunately, we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
He hung around. One more time. One more game. This area – it produces a lot, I guess you want to call it. I think of a skilled guy as a big man. But, we're talking about skilled people. Most people think of wide receivers, corners, safeties, running backs. And so in Louisiana, especially in the southern part, man, you got a lot of guys that could fit that mold. The hardest thing, and I know in talking to Coach about it in the past, and I spoke to you about it, is linemen. Because sometimes you got to take a chance on a guy who's maybe a little undersized, or he might be 6'5", but he's like 210 pounds.
Right.
And you got to put the weight on him. So that's the challenge sometimes. And also, too, great part about watching him develop throughout that time frame.
Yeah, without a doubt, you have to have linemen. It starts up front on both sides of the ball. And so you got to do a great job in the high schools of identifying players that can develop. You got to make sure that you have a number of them on the roster so that they can get the reps and actually grow and develop and then don't have to play early. And you can have some older veteran guys while those guys are still playing and growing to be out there on the field. During the development, you want to keep that system alive for a number of years so that you never fall into a situation where you don't have them.
One of the things is that it's kind of subliminal, but to have people here for Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Camp, Dr. Elias, and you're involved with that, with Dr. Elias's camp. A lot of these young men who I've talked to, first time they've ever been on the campus of Nichols State, and they get to see it for the first time. So that's really a big plus for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. It helps so much in recruiting. Our university is got so many great people that are involved in the operations of all of those camps. And so for the people to get here, be on campus, get to have those interactions and have a positive experience is just great for not only our football program, but the entire university as a whole.
The guy that took your place as defensive coordinator, a lot of people's heard of that name, so I'll let you tell everybody a little bit about him.
Yeah, Darian Monroe played his college ball at Tulane. Before that, he's a graduate of the E. He reminds me all the time, And, man, what an outstanding young football coach. I really think he's one of the bright minds in our game. Not only is he smart from a schematic standpoint, he also understands relationships and how to build relationships and how those things are important in the game of football and growing a defensive roster. And I'm excited for him tomorrow.
I think about your running backs coach, too, because a year ago he was playing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Colin Guggenheim was playing
yeah.
at Nichols, and Bobby and I talk about this all the time. Okay, when you played LSU, LSU won, but they didn't stop Colin.
No, they did not. And
my thing is, you know, watching when he took off on the long run was, man, don't let nobody catch you. And they got him at the end, but he still was able to make it happen.
Yeah, I was on the bench coaching, and I mean, he caught my attention about halfway there. I was like, is he really about to run away from these guys? Like, what's wrong with him?
So, you know? No, we got on him. He came to our television show, and I was on him about, man, you're going to let that dude catch you out into the open field? He was like, man, that guy can run.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. even with my lower weight, because he had told me he had lost about 15 to 20 pounds in the offseason. He said, man, I still can't run like them guys could.
No.
But he was a special player here at Nichols.
He was, and he had such an impact not only on the field but off the field. He's such a good person, and I really think he's got a bright coaching career ahead of him.
What's that transition been like for you going from – defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, now being the main guy, the big boss as a head coach?
Yeah, busy doing what? Obviously a lot more responsibility, involved in a lot more areas of the program, and I've really enjoyed that. I've enjoyed being able to kind of take the approach that we had on defense and also spread it out throughout the entire program, try and identify issues here and there, just like you do as a defensive coordinator, and go and address them and fix them. And I really feel like that's my role, to step in and fix things, just like it would be if I was coordinating the defense.
The buck stops here, and so he's the buck
he
now.
Exactly.
Yeah, stop there. Coach, I know you got to split the scene, but, man, we appreciate you dropping by. We wish you the best of luck, not only for the opener but for the rest of the season. And I think you got a damn good football team. I really do. And
I know you
do a great job coaching.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks,
I appreciate
so much.
You.
Can't wait
all
for tomorrow. Go Colonels. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll return with even more. We're broadcasting live from the Thibodeau Regional Health Systems Wellness Center. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this on WWL. Who dat, folks? Welcome back into our special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Thibodeau Regional's Wellness Center. The Wellness Center holds the award as the Certified Fitness Center Facility of the Year. We've got Nichols taking on Incarnate Word tomorrow, week zero, noon kickoff. Also noon kickoff in the Superdome. We've got the Saints taking on the Denver Broncos preseason finale. Our coverage will start 8 a.m. on First Take. Me and Jeff Nowak inside the dome. Then if you're going to the game, stop by and say, who dat with the Cajun Cannon, 10 o'clock. Meet up with Bobby Hebert for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff. Loge Level, Gate B Atrium. Make sure you say hi. That's presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Then
yeah,
at
Craig's
going
to be there tomorrow?
We'll see if Craig stops by.
Craig
busy.
Might be vacationing.
Yeah, he was busy on a job last time.
Okay.
Noon sync up with the home team. Deuce and Haas on the call with Jeff Nowak on the sideline, and after the game he can sound off on the point after with the Cajun Cannon. 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold coverage. Saints versus Broncos tomorrow on WWL in the free Odyssey app. We know Spencer Rattler starting. Will he be the guy starting week one? That's going to be the next big question.
I really think so. I think
the hands have to go terribly wrong for him, and Shuck would be, you know, shine tomorrow unbelievably.
I think you tipped your hand off there. You know, I mean, I know Coach said, no, that's not the case. Come on, I think he knows and the players know.
We'll get to more Saints talk next hour. Super Bowl champion linebacker Scott Shanley joins us after the break. Stay tuned for the top of the hour news. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this, folks, on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.